You mind saying a prayer to get started, Aaron?
Sure. Appreciate it. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you in prayer. Father, help us to go through the things that we have to do in this congregation and the matters at hand. Help us to remember that we are servants of yours, and that we would do things in a way that pleases you and is in accordance with your written will. Please continue to bless our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Finance update. One quick thing to point out, Case, is you see the bank charges right there. One is just a correction of a mistake made when we added up the contribution, and then that $13 is they started charging us per month. Just FYI, not exactly. I need to call and get some clarification on why. But a few months ago, that started popping up every month. So, just in case you're wondering, that's what that is.
So I made a $4.80 mistake.
They might ask him to see if it's in our chain. It's from the chain account. It says something like a service fee is how it's classified online. So I don't know what changed. I think their policy just changed.
And they probably sent us.
You can still get a free account though. So we should be able to, the balance we got in there, you have free checking.
Per business though.
They probably sent us a letter on it.
I don't know if the preacher's trust that it's not our now trustees of. I don't know if that's a business.
Right. Well, no, I mean, like, they might consider us commercial.
We're business, it's under the business stuff. So. But yeah,
sometimes those fees go away if you say, well, let's go somewhere.
Yeah,
other than that fees.
Yeah, I guess we got to go back to Bank of America. Or the tree is better.
Yeah.
just
ask them about that.
Do it. All
right, so.
What is the financial number?
154-981. So just a few things today to go over. First on the agenda that I have is organization upstairs. So my mom was asking. There are a couple of old baby cribs up there. Anybody object getting those out of there? And then using that space for some organization, storage type stuff. I'm assuming she's got like things for classrooms in mind and that sort of stuff up there. That space really isn't being used for anything.
Yeah, I thought putting shelves up or having shelves placed there would be very helpful.
And Anisha, does anybody object to purchasing some shelves to do that organization up there?
I was going to say, but I shouldn't, because then I'll volunteer myself to do it. I was going to say, we could just probably turn the cribs into shelves somehow. Since they're already there, they don't have to carry them down.
You're right.
That's
something that I won't ever be doing.
Well, why don't I look at it and see?
Look at it and give it to my mom.
The feasibility of it.
And somebody might not want the cribs, but I don't,
yeah, I don't think they want
the cribs. Yeah.
They might even be built in. I'm not
past
sure.
That stage.
They're not built in.
Oh, they're not. Okay.
We talked about putting computers and audio junk up there, but we seem to never do it, so it should be fine to use it for something else.
Yeah, well, as we looked into the cost of that, and then, you know, some of the upgrades we've made and how it's working, that's, I think that's kind of not worth it like we thought it might have been originally.
We should probably put a doorknob on that door if we're going to do that.
What?
Yeah, so the kids can't get up there and that sort of thing. Is there not a, like, there's not a doorknob?
No.
I haven't been up there in years. No. Not even a doorknob.
The door is usually never closed. That door is never usually closed, that's why.
Okay. Well, I'll let her know that that's okay then, and she can look into that and get with Josh about the cribs and all that stuff. Next thing on the list, Tommy, you want to say something about Lock of Duty?
Yeah, I had a question. You know, there's 6 men signed up for the 12 months this year. My month's coming up in September. But I just had a, I guess I want to have a question for you guys to clarify something for me. Because how important is it for us to do the things that we say we're going to do? We say we're going to lock the doors and stuff like that, and consistently it hasn't been being done. I'm not pointing a finger at anybody. But I guess if it's important enough for us to keep an event from happening like it did a few years ago down the street, then, you know, it's more than one person really needs to be doing. I don't want to have 2 people, by the way. I don't think we need that. But if we were to lock the doors, or at least 3 of the doors, So there's only one door left open, and all the members know which door that is. People can get in and out. Because inadvertently, like when I've done lobby duty, Debbie came out one time and said, hey, can you make copies? Okay, so sure, I go make copies, bring them back. That kind of stuff happens all the time. That's a good thing for the lobby duty person to be able to do. But if I go and do something, the toilet overflows, I have to go to the back for something, then there's nobody there to in the back. So I guess I'm just, what do you guys want to do? I think if we're going to do something, everybody should be doing it, and it should be consistent.
Just have a person that, like if you have a problem, like, I'm just saying a toilet, because you said a toilet, for instance, like have a person that you know you can, like, come tap on the shoulder and be like, hey, you know, and, like, either have them handle that or have them cover while you go take care of whatever. That's kind of common sense. But the other thing I would suggest maybe is, rather than having to, like, do the lock-unlock game with the outer glass doors, leave them unlocked all the time, but then just lock the two interior double doors like we used to do when we didn't have the porch.
Outer door.
Because then also, if somebody comes in on the porch, you can actually hear them. Now that drawback to that would be, that's one less level of, you know, barrier between you and them, but they're not going to get through the wooden doors either, so...
You might remember the philosophy once we got those doors was that whoever it is, if someone is suspicious coming up, that you go out to them and meet them.
Sure.
And then if something bad happens, they can't get into the building.
No, my problem is, like you were saying, is if you're, say you go in the office for something, or you are walking down the lock, you know, whatever the case is, and I'm always worried, I'm like, oh, what if somebody, one of the member comes up and needs to get in, I can't hear them, you know? Of course, I've never had it happen, and probably when you start rattling those doors, it probably makes enough noise that you would hear them, but I'm still always worried about that. But I know I hear those double doors there banging on those things, so.
I had to walk to the door over by the restrooms and knock on that, so someone doing lobby duty could hear me. I'm big about following rules, and if rules are dumb, then you change the rule and then follow that rule. And so I think there are two things at play here. We're not following the rules that we've already said we were going to follow. And I forget what it was.
It's been several months.
It was probably 2 months ago. I think it was January's meeting where we said, hey, people ain't been locking the doors, we gotta lock the doors. And we're seeing that that's going to happen. Now, whether it's the glass doors or the wooden doors, I don't know that it matters that much, but it matters just that there be a boundary.
So is everybody okay with that? Follow the rules. And in addition to that, when we say lock the doors, if you want to make sure that the furthermost doors are locked and you want to make sure you're paying attention in case someone comes up, that's fine. If you want to just lock those inside doors, but make sure one of the two are locked so that, you know, there's that barrier there.
I will mention, if you do decide to lock the wood doors instead of the glass doors, just make sure that you push down the foot thing, because you can just push them open with them locked.
Yeah, so if you just have that little deadbolt and they're not attached to the floor, then they'll both open anyway.
The exterior doors were the ones to be locked because they have the crash bars in case there was an accident. You had to get out of the building.
Right.
Yeah. I guess that is a valid thing to point out. If you lock the wooden doors, that is illegal. So it might be better to lock the glass doors.
Because they open in and out.
Romans 13 and such. So let's say this also. Let's all be reasonable if someone approaches us about it. Because I think a lot of people feel uncomfortable about that. I hear rumors, right? I don't know that I do. But, you know, you come up to somebody and you're like, hey, dude, you're in lobby, dude. The door's unlocked. You need to take care of that. Don't take offense at that.
Right.
Be gracious and be like, oh, yeah, you know what? Slip my mind. I'll take care of it.
Yeah, especially of those that do have the lobby doing in the back. We can kind of police each other in that sense.
And it's real easy when you, like, because you unlock them, like, before 11. Like, you unlock them at the end of class so that people showing up at 11 can get in. And it's easy in the hustle and bustle there to forget to relock them afterward. One other thing about lobby duty, I hadn't intended to be teaching this quarter, But I've got lobby duty next month, and so obviously I'll be in the classroom, but I should be in the lobby. And I was thinking about asking Bonnie to just take the lobby during the class periods, but I didn't know if there would be objection to that, because there has been objection to that in the past. But I don't know that anyone
hey man,
in,
she's a
in
red
this
belt.
Room...
She can take care of the more than I can. I wouldn't object to that. You know, pretty sure she's going to be able to assess the situation as good as anybody, and if she needs someone else, she'll get them if she needs help.
The biggest thing for me is greeting guests or visitors who come after. Yeah. You walk in a building, if nobody's out front to meet you, you're kind of just like, where do
yeah,
I go?
Especially like some of those visitors are last minute or late, and
yeah.
Classes, where they're at, and what's going on. And that's
yeah, there should be definitely somebody out there to greet them and point them in the right direction.
Okay. I'll ask her if she's available for that. If she's not, then they come back and ask me.
Everybody okay with
somebody.
Those things been discussed, lobby duty? Two more things that I've got on the list. First one, blower purchase. So, should have just done this when we got the weed eater, but I wasn't thinking about it. Would anybody object to purchasing an electric blower that uses, it already uses the batteries that we have for the weed eater and the trimmer to assist the person that is doing the lawn?
That way I don't have to bring mine.
We can get one for $150 is what it costs. No objections to that. I'll get
all
that
right,
to you.
Josh, I'll make him give you one if it matches, because I'll just have to see what brand it is, because I have one.
You have one. All right. Well, I'll get with you, and if that,
well, it has
if, that
batteries too.
If that works, then we can possibly do that as well. And then the last thing, so Isaiah Narmore, he's been visiting with us for about a month now, I think, and he has expressed the desire to place membership.
Naomi.
Oh, and Naomi as well? Okay. So Isaiah and Naomi. And many of us know them. Of course, Isaiah's dad's an elder there at Woodmont, and that's where he's been worshiping, so... I'm assuming nobody has any problems with going ahead and adding them to our number.
Did you say Naomi too?
Yes, sir. Vidal.
The dog. Who was the other person that came in here?
His name was not Seth, but Keith. That's his last name. He's visiting a few times, but he's not come like Isaiah. He's considered it, but I don't know if he's going to come.
Yeah, he's been here once or twice. They have been here like last 6 weeks or so.
I think Brett wanted to make, I mean, not Brett, Isaiah wanted to make clear that he's not coming because she is. And his intent has been for a while, once he left home and is on his own now and working, he wanted to place membership here. He just didn't want to rush into it, so he wanted to see what we had going on and all. And he also has expressed to Naomi, who is somewhat a baby in Christ, that this will be a good place for her as well. But they're kind of a separate thing in that regard. So he just wanted to make that clear that he's just not following his girlfriend. Which
would have been okay too.
I just want to say, well, that'd been legitimate too. But it's okay. He's also Jim. He'll talk to you soon, but he's very active in participating in worship. I don't think he's a song leader, but he'll do just about anything else. He's already asked who is it that's in charge of that. So.
And Sam, as for Keith, he has been out of town for the past month or so, just work related stuff, and then he was sick before that. So,
okay.
I think so. It's just a matter of he's still coming. Inside of Keith.
And Keith's background is in Caleb.
Yeah,
for Caleb, or regular
Caleb converted him out of.
Still, well, you don't see a big, he's been a pretty.
Yeah.
And that is all that I have, guys. Does anybody have anything else for today?
There's a leak in the roof.
There's a leak in the roof?
Look behind. Back right
the
here.
Ceiling right there.
It's been there. Actually,
has that been there all the time?
That's an old leak.
Yep.
I don't think it's leaking now.
They were talking about it.
We do have a leak that has not gotten fixed. It's leaked twice with the two real, real hard rains. It's in my office and right there at the...
Is that okay? We just have to fix the widget. No, well, yes it is, but it's not under warranty.
I don't know. I was unhappy about it being pretty small. That's old.
The pew. I'm talking about the pew, though.
Yeah.
Has the pew been damaged?
Yes, it was damaged. Okay, it's been damaged for a long time. Yeah.
And that's that PVC material?
Yeah, I think that's what it is. But
maybe to check seals and stuff, but it's going to be hard to find.
Well, yeah. I know that we need to look at having, and I didn't mean to bring this up this week, but we need to look get an estimate for getting our all of that. Not the soffit itself, but the actual trim around the building
fascia.
At the top up there. The aluminum fascia. It's like, because we got more of it that blew off in the last windstorm that we had.
Yeah, two big pieces.
Yeah, I put them in the back. I'm going to drive to the parking lot. It's like, see, like a set of Twister or something. But I mean, and originally I was going to climb up there and just put it back on, but it's getting to the point where it's all mangled.
Well, you know, I don't see anything wrong with getting an estimate, and then, you know, once you get that, let us know, and we'll go from there. Or somebody, I wouldn't even know where to start with that.
I know, I mean, neither. I'm like, I guess call a soffit company, but.
Because any aluminum siding company would do it.
Aluminum siding, all right.
I just would like to say one thing about the live streaming situation we have. We've made some really good improvements with regard to it. I just wanted you to note that we bought that two microphone situation. It's not working as good as I would like, but it's working good enough to do it. What it does is when the microphones are cranked up as high as they can to get everyone around the whole area, there's a lot of background noise. But if you go in and look at the classes, which it's on Wednesday night on our group page or also Sunday on YouTube, the classes and the recording, you can understand both the speaker as well as all who are making comments. Just not as good a quality, but it's working. That was the main reason for that. But the other thing is, we have several who have said they would help with the streaming. We have got it down really good now, pretty much. But the one thing that we're having some problems with is going up to the pulpit computer to make changes in between each sermon, because the live stream requires you to reset YouTube streaming every time. I just repurposed the pulpit computer that we once had in the copy room, set it up to where that streaming page is going to always be up there, where you can do it back there instead. So I would like for some others, I know that Josh signed up again and Thackeray signed up again, I would like some others to be willing to do some of that as well. But the best thing probably is if you're interested, sign up and let Josh or I or Thackeray could do it, kind of go through it with you instead of having a big gathering again. It's not hard to do. You just have to be on time. Yeah, you have to be about 10 minutes early getting there, 10, 15 minutes, something like that, on the times that you're doing it, because otherwise the preacher kind of gets very afraid that it's not going to happen. So keep that in mind. But it's not a hard thing to do at all. And having that computer in the back has made it easier.
Guys, question. Do we have is there like some kind of, I haven't gone to look at the page to see the YouTube stream thing, but is there a disclaimer somewhere that says like it's not a suitable replacement for worship and like being in attendance, or like that's been my problem with stream. Not that I have a
well,
problem.
We're not streaming the services.
Okay, no, I understand that. I know it's a good tool in reaching people. I just don't want someone to be reached and think, oh well, I attend services online or something. Yeah.
No, we don't have that.
So we're just streaming
again because I'm not sure where to put it, because we've got it on Facebook, YouTube, and Westside page.
Yeah,
and we're only doing the sermons, mainly for archiving.
Yeah. And if it's just the sermons, that's obviously it's not worship, that's just the sermons.
So the other thing about that is that where I would be somewhat concerned would be if we were streaming the entire services and it was our own members as well. And I've not seen any of that at all. In fact, when we live stream, for example, on Wednesday night, most of the time nobody watches it.
Yeah, it's not.
There are
not
several who later on want to watch it, but while it's streaming.
Now, I'm not worried about our members, because I think our members all kind of know that that's, Sorry, it's just a weird.
No, I feel that way too. Because there have been a lot of people. And when the COVID hit, there are a lot of people that I went to. There's a preacher's page that were in discussion was going on, and the question was asked, how many of you are having trouble getting your members back? And there were a lot of them that were saying that there, you know, some of them never came back and didn't come back, and that's, and it was part of that is for such a long time they were doing it just over online. And but the weird thing was, this has only been 6-8 months ago that I read this. Some of them were still doing it online in some of the more progressive states where that's more concerned about. It was, I mean, maybe a year ago now, but it was just well after everybody else was worshiping. They were still not worshiping together.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Jeff.
I was going to say, you can just put in the description or the about of the channel, not like in each video, but in that thing when they do the more of that.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I didn't notice the... I was on there Wednesday, and I noticed that a lot of the splashes on the videos are the same.
Yeah, and there's a reason for that, too. And I don't know what it is. I haven't been able to find any place. But what it does, it uses the last thing that was actually on the Meeblo camera. So starting today, I put basically a generic splash page as the first page on every Meeblo PowerPoint. So it's, now it's all going to say Westside Church of Christ to have a site until I go in afterwards. I have to go in afterwards and change that. And whenever I change it, it's fine. But yeah, it's doing the same thing every time.
Yeah, showing like approved examples on like 10 of the videos or something.
Yeah, it does that until I change it. But it's not supposed to after I change it, so I don't know. There's only three for that. It doesn't, because the three before that, it was the three were doing the same thing from the week previous. It's always the week previous that's in the new stuff. I don't know why it's doing it, but I'm hoping this is going to take care of it.
Check on YouTube, because it was more than three.
I have been, but maybe that I haven't refreshed or something.
Stan, yeah. I was just going to say, I did change the title for this morning's sermon on the actual YouTube to the as we're out in the book. I don't know if you want to do that or if you want to have us do that or what, but I think letting us know on that one.
Yes. The reason I wasn't doing it is because that requires a lot more work.
Yeah.
And that's why I just had multi-screen as the title. Because I'm going in again. I'm going in usually the same day and making the changes and changing the titles, changing the descriptions.
Because at least on YouTube it is popping up as just like a...
Yeah. Anybody else have anything? All right. Thank you, gentlemen.